Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Happy Friday. Should be a pretty quick episode today as we don't have a whole lot of Tesla news. We've got a couple updates on Tesla in India and China. Then we've got news on Elon Musk's possible acquisition of Twitter. And that should really do it for the week. So nice to get a bit of a recovery in the market to head into the weekend. The Nasdaq today up 3.8%, Tesla up 5.7%. So a nice day for Tesla, even if not quite as nice as some other stocks had. Quick look ahead at next week, probably the most significant macroeconomic item to keep an eye out for is Fed Chairman Jerome Powell speaking on Tuesday. That's about 2 hours before market close, although he did just do an interview yesterday, so I don't really know what else he's going to say at this point, but no matter what, always kind of seems to bring some sort of a reaction either way. So we'll keep an eye on that, and then as you can see, a few various other economic reports next week. All right, let's start off with the Twitter updates. Of course, earlier this week, we had talked about some of the discussion in the markets happening around the possibility that maybe Elon Musk would walk away from the Twitter acquisition or try to renegotiate just because of the current market conditions. Well, that possibility seemed to dramatically increase this morning when Elon Musk tweeted out, quote, "Twitter deal temporarily on hold pending details supporting calculation that spam slash fake accounts do indeed represent less than 5% of users," end quote. So Elon let that linger out there for a couple of hours, but then did follow that up by saying that he is still committed to the acquisition. Despite that, Twitter was down about 10% on the day-to-day, now trading at about a 25% discount to the $54.20 offer price, reflecting the uncertainty both on the timeline, whether or not the deal even goes through, and then especially after this news, the offer price, because Elon could be using this as leverage for a renegotiation if he believes or finds out that Twitter's actual user base was smaller than what was believed. As for the impact on Tesla, I don't really think this should have all that much of one. We already know that most of Elon's financing has been lined up separately from Tesla. He's already sold Tesla stock, so that part of the impact is done. Really, it comes down to Elon's time commitment, and if he is actually still committed to the acquisition, which I do think is likely, then whether that original offer price stays or that comes down a little bit, I don't think that's really all that relevant. Maybe Elon would have some extra capital to then reinvest into Tesla if it did come down a bit. So maybe a potential tailwind there for Tesla at some point in the future, but by the time that's all figured out, Tesla's share price will have changed enough from other factors that at this stage it's really inconsequential. Twitter CEO also had some comments on this today, and I had to kind of chuckle at CNBC's recap of this. They said, quote, "Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal said Friday that he still expects plans to sell the company to Elon Musk to close, but that he's continuing to run the company in case it doesn't," end quote. All right, I think that's a solid plan to continue to run the company. Of course, those were not Agrawal's exact words, so I'm more laughing at CNBC's recap of it, but Agrawal himself said that, quote, "While I expect the deal to close, we need to be prepared for all scenarios and always do what's right for Twitter. I'm accountable for leading and operating Twitter, and our job is to build a stronger Twitter every day," end quote. So yeah, nothing wrong with that statement. All right, just a couple of Tesla news things. We'll start off with Tesla in India. We know that Tesla has been exploring stores and service in the country. Tesla, for a long time, has had conversations with the Indian government about potentially reducing really high automotive import tariffs for electric vehicles, but it hasn't happened, and Reuters today reporting that, quote, "Tesla Inc. has put on hold plans to sell electric cars in India, abandoned a search for showroom space, and reassigned some of its domestic team after failing to secure lower import taxes," three people familiar with the matter told Reuters, end quote. Reuters had noted that Tesla had set an internal deadline for itself on this of February 1st, which was the day that India unveiled their budget and possible tax changes. So without those potential changes, I think Tesla deciding to move on. Of course, India just wants Tesla to manufacture directly in the country, but that's asking for a very, very big investment without having the opportunity to first establish any sort of business there. So I'm sure conversations will continue, and this probably doesn't hurt Tesla's negotiating position, but probably not much action in India for a while. All right, last item here. Told you it'd be a short one, but we just got a quick update on China. This is also coming from Reuters, which is reporting on comments made by Shanghai's deputy mayor, who said that Shanghai is aiming to eliminate COVID outside of the quarantine zones within the next week or so. Obviously, things can change, but that seems to be what they are driving towards. And then after that, apparently the city will be lifted in batches from lockdown. And all of this seems to coincide very nicely with the rumor that we had heard that Tesla was seeking to add a second shift to Giga Shanghai early next week. So that may slip by a few days if that is aligned with what we're hearing in this report. I haven't heard anything else on that since the original rumor, so we'll keep an eye out for that over the weekend and into next week. While Shanghai's COVID cases are declining, Beijing has seen an uptick. There were 51 new cases on Friday, which, while still a relatively low number, is the highest number of cases in the last couple of weeks. So the trend there will be something to watch as well. All right, that really is it for today then and for the week, so I hope everyone has an amazing weekend. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. Also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and we'll see you on Monday for the May 16th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.